Vladimir Putin backs Trump, calling sham impeachment charges completely made up. The world is looking at the sham impeachment and has concluded the whole thing was a frame job. Now, what an irony, though, that the guy that allegedly colluded with Trump, and that Trump, according to Nancy Pelosi, is still colluding with him, is out there going, no, I do not see any, there's no evidence that President Trump tried to extort, tried to coerce any cooperation from Ukraine. Now, you know, here's what's even funnier about this. Who do the Democrats claim was trying to kill all the Ukrainians at the time the precious military aid was allegedly being held up for dirt on Hunter Biden? And by the way, I don't know why the president, no one's talked about this. Why does Trump need any dirt on Hunter Biden or Joe Biden? It's all part of the public record already. The video is out there. Biden saying, we told him you got to stop the investigation. And son of a, and I'm quoting now, and son of a bitch, they did. There's a videotape out there. You don't, what more evidence do you need? It's part of the public record. How fast did that photograph of Hunter and Joe Biden at a golf tournament with the CEO and the CFO of the Burisma Corporation, how fast did that disappear from Google servers? Do you remember? Back in September, the infamous photograph of Biden's of Hunter and Joey Biden at a golf tournament, some swanky club in Florida, smiling, just a big giant poop-eating grins, posing with the CEO and the CFO of the Burisma Oil Company. Why does that matter? Well, that's the company that was paying Hunter Biden $64,000 a month for 2 years while Biden was vice president. What was Hunter Biden's expertise? He didn't have any. He still doesn't have any. So you don't need. There's no. My point is, what's the motive, counselor? Why would the president, for any other reason other than we want to make sure we can trust you guys. You know, you did have that whole embarrassing Hunter Biden, Joe Biden thing while Biden was president that your predecessor was investigating and they took a bribe to stop. The evidence is already out there. 844-527-8723. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday at his end-of-the-year press conference. Halfway across the world from Mordor, where President Trump on Wednesday became just the third president in U.S. history to be shampeached, Trump's counterpart in the Kremlin made clear that he has the American president's back. Now, note how that National Communist Radio frames this as something tawdry. Don't worry, evil Putin's got your back, Donnie. I keep saying this. We are not at war with the Russians. Note that when when Trump discussed this, all Trump said was, I've been harder on Putin than Obama ever was. Not that they're our enemies. He said the opposite. During his annual marathon news conference in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed the charges against Trump as, now here's a quote, completely made up, close quote. It's so funny that all around the world, they're laughing. They're going like, did you see that the Democrat Congress has actually pulled the trigger on their sham impeachment? And by the way, did you hear the part in Lindsey Graham's talk with Brett Baer where he said, you can't get convicted of a parking ticket with the evidence they have on the president of the United States. Quote, the Democrat Party, emphasis mine, which lost the elections, is now trying to revise this history through the means that they have at their disposal. First by accusing Trump of collusion with Russia. But then it turned out there was no collusion, Putin said. It could not form the basis for impeachment. And now here is this made-up pressure on Ukraine. Close quote. Putin said he believes the president's job remains safe because of his party's majority. Quote, it's unlikely they will want to remove their party member from office based on what are, in my opinion, completely fabricated reasons. Close quote. You know, every time I think of Putin, I just think of that graphic of the guy from Ancient Aliens. It was Harold standing up going, Russians! The comments came amid a marathon Q&A, an event that has become an end-of-the-year tradition during Putin's nearly two decades in power. This year was no different, blah, 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 blah. Among the points Putin addressed was the matter of term limits. Blah, 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 blah. Putin said, suggesting there's more on this, but that I don't think there's anything else in here about the sham impeachment. What a delicious, sweet irony that is. And by the by, do you remember about 10 days ago, Shifty Adam Schiff, after his shampeachment trial had ended in the House Intelligence Committee, do you remember that he went out and he gave that press conference where I almost dropped the F-bomb because he lied through his teeth when he said that we know that the president has cheated in the election before, he's stolen a previous election, he's cheated, and now he's going to try and get away with stealing and cheating again. He was referring to Russian collusion. I mean, these people are either deluded or they just say, you know what, we're going to fabricate a narrative and all of us are going to go out. And anytime somebody sticks a microphone in our face, we're going to repeat it. Just keep repeating it. Believe me, it works. Wasn't this in George Orwell's 1984, where if you repeat a lie often enough, it has the merit of becoming a de facto truth, even though it's not. Funny, though, that the Russians are going like, we didn't help this guy. And the Ukrainians are going, we didn't feel pressured by the president. And then what do they do? Remember, we have to shampeach Trump, because if we don't, then the Ukrainian alliance is in jeopardy because of the pressure that he put on them and that they were quivering during their sleep. Remember the laughable line that came out the other day of the relief of the Ukrainians that they were expressing to the world that finally they crawled out from under the evil thumb of the orange man bad. When he finally relented his unceasing, unconstitutional, illegal extortion thumb. When he finally lifted his thumb, they went, oh, we can finally breathe. Oh, no, it's not. Not only did it never happen, it was entirely fabricated. But if we don't do this, then we're going to lose our Ukrainian ally. Oh, you mean the one that you guys say has a president that is a soap opera-watching pathological liar who just happens to also be a MAGA hat-wearing stooge for the president? Oh, what a great ally you're making of them, fat Jerry Nadler, who's the one that said this.